sitaki, nataka zeze. Penzi lako la thamani, tanashati jamani. Usiku silali, nakupenda zeze.
Kama wanipenda, unipenda. Mungu ni zeze, nikilala kitandani.
Mapepe sipendi, penzi langu burudani, tuwapo kitandani, zeze langu manani, zeze langu manani.
Kama wanipenda,
unipenda.
Mungu ni zeze,
oh no.
Nikilala kitandani, zeze langu bebeleza.
Oh yeah.
Kama wanipenda,
no, no, no.
Mungu ni zeze,
oh yeah.
Nikilala kitandani,
sama na.
What is up, guys? DJ Runaway here, and you're listening to Keeping It Fit right here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Shout out to DJ Cabaret for hooking it up right before the show, my show, for all her awesome relationship advice. Lord knows I can use all the help I can get, so I'm always tuned into that show Tuesdays at 1 p.m. I hope that you're all having an amazing start to your week, and if you are, I have a few ways to make it even better. For my fitness segment today, I have workout tips from celebrity trainers. For my nutrition segment, I feel that it's only fair that we talk all things pumpkin spice, because that is just absolutely everywhere in stores now. And then I've got my usual surprise segment. It's never really much of a surprise, but then my last segment, I've got my favorite workout songs. First up today, a lot of expert advice from celebrity trainers. First piece of advice, go for the glutes, which I think we all hear absolutely all the time if we're active in the fitness community. Celebrity trainer David Kirsch, author of The Ultimate New York Body Plan and trainer to Heidi Klum and Naomi Campbell. The celebrity secret to a better backside is using a stability ball. Tip number two, beat the clock. Celebrity trainer Joe Dowdell, president of Peak Performance Strength and Conditioning Center in New York City, and trainer to Anne Hathaway and Claire Danes, says to spend less time, about 20 to 30 seconds, resting between sets at the beginning of your workout when your muscles aren't exhausted, and more time, 40 to 60 seconds, as they become fatigued. This method, known as density training, can cut the time you spend working out by as much as 15 to 20%. It also forces your muscles to work harder while improving your endurance at the same time. Tip number three from the pros, play favorites. Celebrity trainer Harley Pasternak, author of Five Factor Fitness and trainer to Alicia Keys, Eva Mendez, and Halle Berry, says to work with only one arm or one leg at a time when strength training with dumbbells. This way, while you're resting one side of your body, you'll keep the other side going strong. Your heart will also have to keep pumping hard through your entire workout, which means that you'll actually burn more calories overall. Tip number four for you guys today, think in focus. Celebrity trainer Michael George, author of Body Express Makeover, and trainer to Julianne Moore, Meg Ryan, and Reese Witherspoon, says that most people do 2 to 3 sets of 2 to 3 exercises for each muscle groups. You'll get better results if you pick 4 different exercises that work the same muscle. Do 3 sets of them back to back with no rest in between. Think squats, lunges, side kicks, and roundhouse kicks for glutes. Focusing on 1 muscle for 3 sets of 4 exercises allows you to work each muscle 25 to 50% more thoroughly, which is huge. And a bonus for this, you'll finish your workout in half the time. Number 5 tip from the experts, take a breath. Celebrity trainer Mark Blanchard, creator of the Sedona Experience DVD and trainer to Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Aniston, both huge in the fitness world, says, if you're not in a yoga class, being mindful of your breath can pay off. Inhaling and exhaling evenly and completely makes any workout more effective by bringing extra oxygen to your muscles. Aim for about 12 inhalations and exhalations per minute. Number 6 on the list here, we have count down instead of counting up. So celebrity trainer Ashley Borden, who I've talked about on my previous shows, she is a Nike spokeswoman who has trained Mandy Moore, Christina Aguilera, Lauren Graham, and Tori Spelling, says that instead of starting every set by counting from 1 to 10, decide how many repetitions you are going to do and count backwards, saying like 10, 9, 8, you know what counting backwards is. At least I would hope so. This will add staying power to your workout because it gives you more of a finish line to cross, making it harder for you to quit too soon, which I can completely agree with. If I start from one, I'll always make it to about 8 and then I'll cut it off. But if I start at 10, I have to get down to 1. Like that's really the ending point. If you're counting up, there's no ending point. You could just make it up as you go along. Number 7 from my list of tips, shrug it off. Celebrity trainer Harley Pasternak says to increase the benefits of your shoulder presses by adding a shrug as if you were trying to touch your shoulders to your ears. I think we all know what a shrug is. At the top of the movement, just be careful not to lock your elbows. This trick will boost your sculpting results because you'll be moving through a fuller range of motion than if you were just pressing the weights up and down. The next tip I have here is sculpt your back. Celebrity trainer John McLaurin, founder of Elite Fitness Training Systems in LA and trainer to Melinda Clark of the OC, when you're doing lat pull downs, focus on pulling your shoulders down and together as if you were trying to get your shoulder blades to touch behind your back. This motion keeps you from using your biceps instead of your upper back muscles, a mistake that causes your arms and shoulders to tire out before your back has a chance to get a good workout, which is awesome because I just learned this earlier this week. My trainer, who's not really my trainer, I just work with her, she told me to do the same exact thing, and it has made a huge difference, and it's definitely impacted me differently in my workouts. All right, moving on to number 9, boost your burn. Celebrity trainer Gregory Roche, trainer to Rachel Wise and Demi Moore, suggests this treadmill tactic. After warming up on the treadmill by walking for 3 minutes, increase the incline to level 8, hold on to the handles, and pretend that you're trudging through mud. Bend your knees and dig into the treadmill with your heel for 1 to 2 minutes, then lower the incline back to 1 for 1 or 2 minutes to recover. Apparently that's a good way to boost your burn. Never tried it, but I'll have to do that. Number 10, get six-pack abs by using a stability ball. I think stability balls are just super huge right now. They are trending for sure. I think I mentioned them on my trending show, but I don't remember. Number 11 on the tip list, get slim all over. A combo of cardio and strength training quickens weight loss. Do 30 minutes of cardio 3 times a week and light weights twice a week. And let me just tell you, when I first started working out, I was just running and dancing, doing dance classes every day. And I lost a bunch of weight, but I was not as toned as people want to be. So once I started incorporating strength training, it made a huge difference. So I strongly suggest that one. And I think we're all being so much more knowledgeable about that now. Number 12, the last one on the expert tip list, is target those glutes with sumo side kicks. And that brings us back to the first one, which was go for the glutes. We're all about the glutes these days. All right, well, that's it for the professional tips from celebrity trainers for your workouts. I hope you can visit these and revamp your workouts. Give it all a go. And that's all I got for the fitness segment. Stay tuned to Penguin Radio, and when we come back, we will talk all about pumpkin spice, something everyone loves.
We're cool for the summer.
had to cut that break short because that makes me want to be in Hawaii right now. That music, I cannot listen to it. All right, welcome back to Keeping It Fit here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. For today's nutrition segment, we're talking all things pumpkin, something I absolutely hate, but everybody else is, I swear, they're just obsessing over pumpkin spice everything. I just got back from Trader Joe's, like right before I came and did my show, and they have just a whole section on pumpkin spice, literally everything, like cookies, cream cheese, down to like, I don't know, just the weirdest ingredients that involve pumpkin that just doesn't need to involve pumpkin. So pumpkin pie and pumpkin spice lattes are all the rage this time of year, and it seems to be completely taking over. Thankfully, it's seasonal. Say goodbye to the traditional pies and breads and say hello to the goodies that may not live up to the pumpkin's healthy reputation. Appealing to palates everywhere are pumpkin donuts, pumpkin ice cream, pumpkin lattes, even chocolate pumpkin candy. Believe it or not. I'm sure everybody believes it by now. So to get more into this pumpkin-crazed life, Susie Weems, PhD, registered dietitian, and professor of nutrition sciences in Baylor University's College of Health and Human Sciences. That is a mouthful. She gave her expert advice in an article that I read. She has professional experience in wellness, weight management, diabetes care, eating disorders, cardiovascular health, and sports diets. Some of my words are a little scrambled today. Her experience in sports nutrition has ranged from athletes at the pediatric level to those at the NCAA Division I premier teams to improve player performance. Weems is a consulting dietitian for hospitals and extended care facilities across Texas, as well as a former chair of the American Dietetic Association Legislative and Public Policy Committee and a past president of the Texas Dietetic Association. So she's got a huge reputation here. And I just wanted to point that out before I talk to you about what she said. She stated the following guidelines regarding pumpkin. The pluses to pumpkin is that pumpkin has fiber, which is a huge bonus for dieters who want a full feeling. Pumpkin is also known to improve eyesight, something I didn't know, but I did know that if you're eating something that's the color orange, aside from like Cheetos, it's good for your eyesight and your stomach, like salmon as well. And salmon and carrots, all good for your eyesight. If it's orange, eat it, unless it's Cheetos. That's my advice for today. Pumpkin is also low in cholesterol and high in vitamin A, which makes for healthy skin and eyes and also aids in fighting cancer. Pumpkin also has magnesium, copper, phosphorus, protein, zinc, and iron. And on the USDA FDA rating schedule, pumpkins are a good source of all of those. The combination makes a veritable cocktail for energy, growth, and top-notch immune system. Good to know. But then again, we have the downside for pumpkins. Listen up, all my pumpkin spice latte lovers, aka my sister. I think she has one of those every day. Pumpkin snacks, pumpkin-laced candy is still candy. Just because it's pumpkin doesn't mean it's healthy for you. Pumpkin seeds are a good way to make you feel full, but the fat doesn't disappear when you roast and eat them. Pumpkin desserts, be sure to notice how much pumpkin, actual pumpkin, is really in it. It's not just the flavoring. Make sure it's not just the flavoring. The next one, pumpkin in coffee or for breakfast. A pumpkin latte is not going to mean any fewer calories if it's made with a full fat milk or syrup, and pumpkin donuts still have sugar. It's common sense, but still got to go over the basics. Pumpkin is delightful, but it is, well, according to most, pumpkin is delightful, but it's not a magic bullet. So take a look at the total calories if you have diabetes. You look at the sugar and total carbohydrates. She says if you have cardiovascular disease, you look at the fat. Always be sure to read the container or the wrapper. The beloved pumpkin spice latte has gotten a revamp since last season, and the news spread like wildfire right before fall started. If you've been living under a rock, here's what's in the new pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks, also referred to as the PSL, if you're one of those basic lovers. So the Starbucks, after hearing from customers and partners about ingredients, Starbucks took another look at their beverage. It was simple: espresso, perfectly steamed milk, warm fall spices with delicious flavor of pumpkin pie that reminds you of the cool, crisp days of autumn. So with that great taste you know and love, the PSL returned this fall, and this time it's made with real pumpkin and without caramel coloring, which was, I swear, it was like world news for a while, and it got really old. So here's the new PSL ingredient list: espresso, milk, pumpkin spice flavored sauce, which still has a lot of sugar, so it's not even that good for you, but I guess it has no caramel coloring, which is better. And then there's the whipped cream, which is not good for you at all. And then vanilla syrup, first ingredient is sugar. And then the pumpkin spice topping, which is cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and clove. Very good, very good. Still not the best for you, but they're working on it right. That must count for something. All right, that's it for my basic segment of PSL Starbucks edition. And probably forever, because I don't even like pumpkin spice. When we come back, we'll talk about the opposite effects of caffeine, and that is sleep. So stay tuned to Penguin Radio right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Casket.
To radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Keeping It Fit, and for my surprise segment today, I'm going to be talking all about sleep, one of my favorite things to do. This is something we obviously all need, and sometimes we just can't seem to get enough of it or get efficient sleep. I can speak from experience, especially recently. I'm definitely someone who loves to go to sleep early and wake up early as well, but lately between my new job and my school schedule, I've been going to bed so late and waking up way too early. This morning, my alarm went off at 5 a.m. after getting home from school last night at like 10 p.m. And that's so not my ideal night's sleep, but aside from my problems, I know that sleep, especially for all college students, is a struggle and a half, so I'm going to start off by letting you all know what the main benefits of sleep are, as if we don't already know. The first benefit is that it can improve your memory, something I completely need. Your mind is surprisingly busy while you sleep. During sleep, you can strengthen memories or practice skills learned while you're awake. It's a process called consolidation. If you're trying to learn something, whether it's physical or mental, You learn it to a certain point with practice. But something happens while you sleep that makes you learn it even better. So that's something super interesting. If you're studying for those midterms right now, get your sleep. But if you fail, don't say I told you to go to sleep instead of study. The next benefit of sleep is that it can help you live longer. So too much or too little sleep is associated with a shorter lifespan. Although it's not clear if it's a cause or effect, illnesses may affect sleep patterns too. In a 2010 study of women ages 50 to 79, more deaths occurred in women who got less than 5 hours or more than 6.5 hours of sleep per night. Sleep also affects your quality of life. Many things that we take for granted are affected by sleep. If you sleep better, you can certainly live better, and it's pretty clear. Another benefit is that it curbs inflammation. Inflammation is linked to heart disease, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, and premature aging. Research indicates that people who get less sleep, 6 or fewer hours a night, have higher blood levels of inflammatory proteins than those who get more. A 2010 study found that C-reactive protein, which is associated with heart attack risk, was higher in people who got 6 or fewer hours of sleep a night. People who have sleep apnea or insomnia can have an improvement in blood pressure and inflammation with treatment of sleep disorders. That's enough in itself. If like I can cut back my aging, then I will go to sleep forever. The next one is that it can help with creativity. Get a good night's sleep before getting out the easel and paintbrushes or the pen and paper. In addition to consolidating memories or making them stronger, your brain appears to reorganize and restructure them, which may result in more creativity as well. Researchers at Harvard University and Boston College found that people seem to strengthen the emotional components of a memory during sleep, which may help spur the creative process. Very nice. Benefit number 5. If you're an athlete, there may be one simple way to improve your performance. If you're doing horrible lately, listen up. A Stanford University study found that college football players who tried to sleep at least 10 hours a night for 7 to 8 weeks improved their average sprint time and had less daytime fatigue and more stamina. The results of this study reflect previous findings seen in tennis players and swimmers. Benefit number 6, it will help you improve your grades. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't need a little bit of that? Children between the ages of 10 and 16 who have sleep disordered breathing, which includes snoring, sleep apnea, and other types of interrupted breathing during sleep, are more likely to have problems with attention and learning. According to a 2010 study in the journal Sleep, I didn't even know that a journal Sleep was a thing. So this could lead to significant functional impairment at school. In another study, college students who didn't get enough sleep had worse grades than those who did. Interesting. If you're trying to meet a deadline, you're willing to sacrifice sleep, but it's severe and reoccurring sleep deprivation that clearly impairs your learning. The next one is that it sharpens your attention, as if we need more benefits, right? A lack of sleep can result in ADHD-like symptoms in kids. Kids don't react the same way to sleep deprivation as adults do. Whereas adults get sleepy, kids tend to get hyperactive. A 2009 study in the Journal of Pediatrics found that children ages 7 and 8 who got less than about 8 hours of sleep a night were more likely to be hyperactive, inattentive, and impulsive. Sleep can also help you have a healthy weight. If you are thinking about going on a diet, you might want to plan an earlier bedtime too. Researchers at the University of Chicago found that dieters who were well rested lost more fat, 56% of their weight loss, than those who were sleep deprived, who lost more muscle mass. Dieters in the study also felt more hungry when they got less sleep. The next benefit is that it lowers your stress, which I talked about on my last show, reducing stress. If you want to reduce your stress, relax and get some sleep. That's all I have to say. When it comes to our health, stress and sleep are nearly one and the same, and both can affect cardiovascular health. Sleep can definitely reduce levels of stress, and with that, people can have better control of their blood pressure. It's also believed that sleep affects cholesterol levels, which plays a significant role in heart disease. Sleep also helps avoid accidents. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported in 2009 that being tired accounted for the highest number of fatal single car runoff the road crashes due to the driver's performance, even more than alcohol, which is crazy. Sleepiness is grossly underrated as a problem by most people, but the cost to society is enormous. Sleeplessness affects reaction time and decision making. Insufficient sleep for just one night can be as detrimental to your driving ability as having an alcoholic drink. So just don't do both. Let's keep it on the safe side. It's also known to help us steer clear of depression. Sleeping well means more to our overall well-being than simply avoiding irritability. A lack of sleep can contribute to depression. A good night's sleep can really help a moody person decrease their anxiety. You get more emotional stability with good sleep. If you think the long hours put in during the week are the cause of your anxiety or impatience, sleep cannot necessarily be made up during the weekend. If you sleep more on the weekends, but you simply aren't sleeping enough in the week, it's all about finding balance. Okay, so now that we know the benefits of sleep, how can we achieve the best of it? There are the obvious ways, including cutting down on late night caffeine, making sure you're in a dark environment, and clearing your mind before bed. But there are other suggestions that maybe we don't think of that may help you maximize the quality of sleep that you receive. So here are a few good ideas. One of the ways is to choose sleep superfoods, which is, this is the first I've heard of this. While it's important to avoid a big heavy meal right before bed, okay, I did know that, some foods may actually help you sleep. If you've had a few nights of restlessness sleep, make a meal that contains a snooze-friendly combination of protein and tryptophan, an amino acid that converts to sleep-promoting serotonin in the body. The next way to achieve good sleep is to stretch. Getting in a little gentle restorative yoga before you hit the sack can help put your mind at ease and steady your breath and reduce muscle tension without getting your heart rate up. The next one is to ban your phones, which is so huge, and ban the TVs as well. Typing in bed can wind you up, so when you do unplug, it'll be harder to fall asleep. I find myself doing this all the time. I check emails constantly, and I check my text messages constantly, and I'm on Facebook constantly, and it's always right before I go to bed. So for tech-free sleep, disconnect an hour before bed, turn your smartphone off, and put any gadgets on and out of reach, like in a dresser or another room, so you won't be able to grab it when you get that late-night urge. Also, invest in a real alarm clock. Using your cell phone will only give you another excuse to keep it close. And get ready to wake up feeling refreshed that you won't even need it to press snooze. All right, that's all I got for my fun little sleep segment. I hope this helps everyone. And up next, we will listen to my top five favorite workout songs for the week. So stay tuned to the official radio station of Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio.
She took off her stockings. I held them to my face. She hit your ankle. I felt filled with grace. $200 straight in. $50 up the ass. She smiled and said. She unbuckled my bed, back of hell, sat in front of me on the bed. She said, honey, how's that feel? You want me to go slow? My eyes drifted out the window, down to the road below. Held my stomach tight, the sun bloodied the sky. Slice of hotel blinds, I closed mine. Sunlight on the Amatite lawn. Sunlight streaming through your hair. If I hit the dusty room, smell of my college failure. He rode without kettles down the cool river's green. Show a wooden smile coming out beneath your head. It's a wild evening. How you made never quite enough, even though you and I made every Monday song.
Guys, you're still tuned in to Penguin Radio. This is Keeping It Fit, and we're about to talk about my favorite workout songs of the week. Now, typically on this segment, I choose songs that I like that are currently trending, but today I decided to do things a little bit differently. I realize it's not Thursday, but I'm going to do a little throwback of my favorite workout songs. It is Tuesday, though, and I think that still counts. We can call this workout music throwback Tuesday. It doesn't really flow, but it works for now. These are the types of songs that when they come on the radio, still, it's completely off limits for you to change the station. At least for me. So, the first one we have here is by Fall Out Boy, and it's called Centuries, and it's super good. Here it is. Was Centuries by Fall Out Boy. Classic. Always love it. The next one is called Sail by Owl Nation. One is such a good one too. I love that one. The next one is called Pompeii, and the artist is Bastille, and here it is for you guys.
Many times. close your eyes. Does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
That one was Bastille with Pompeii. Super good. And this next one is called Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Guys, the final one for today is Don't You Worry Child by Swedish House Mafia, and here it is for you guys.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, child. She had a sky to plan for you. Don't you worry now.
Okay guys, that's all I have today for my Throwback Tuesday songs. I didn't throw back too far though. I still kept things pretty current, if I do say so myself. Those are definitely all of my all-time favorite songs that remind me of working out. And I hope you enjoyed them as much as I do. And that's all I've got for you today. I hope you've enjoyed an hour of keeping it fit with me. Tune in next Tuesday at 2 p.m. to hear more of my fitness rants right here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Until then, have a healthy week.
And I gave in. I like the things you need the most, you said. Where have you been? You wasted all that sweetness to run and hide. I wonder why. I remind you of the days you poured your heart into, but you never tried.